Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us, joining in the dialogue and the discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number for you to call is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we're going to be talking about an issue that I believe should be on the hearts and the minds of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, and we're going to call it today America in Peril. America in Peril. In fact, I read an article just this morning with a similar title. It said America in Peril. Republican senator takes Trump's advice and runs for re-election. This article states Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson announced Sunday that he would run for the third term in 2022. Further in the article, it says Johnson wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal saying that the decision to run was not made lightly, discussing how the fact that America is in peril influenced his choice. Much as I'd like to ease into quiet retirement, I don't feel I should, he wrote. This fight, hear me, this is what Senator Ron Johnson says, this fight is for freedom. This is not someone else's fight. This is our fight, and it's a fight that we absolutely must win. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll second that statement, if I may. We are in a fight, and it's a fight for the life of America, for the very soul of a nation. Our nation is in peril. During the course of this broadcast today, we're going to be talking about the very serious point that I want to make. That is the extreme court, Supreme Court, in oral hearings about the mandates of the Biden administration for mandating, forcing every human being to receive a COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, the hearing oral arguments took place. The Supreme Court is now deliberating on that subject. They'll render a decision sometimes mid-year. And I shudder at the thought if they render a decision siding with the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me and hear me now. If they do that, if the Supreme Court rules with the Biden administration, it will destroy our Constitution. It will destroy the First Amendment. It will destroy the Tenth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, it will eviscerate our Bill of Rights and everything that we call near and dear as a free nation. So we need to be aware of what's happening. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And then in Proverbs 14 and verse 34, righteousness exalted, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's worth our prayers and our constant vigilance in understanding what has happened. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is not my opinion. It is not the ideological bent of any political party. It is not the denominational dogma. It is not just simply philosophical rhetoric. When we talk about issues, ladies and gentlemen, especially as Christians, we need to base it on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Nothing more, nothing less is sufficient. So as we face the issues, we do so based on what I call the truth book. That's the word of God. The scripture says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus himself said, I am truth. Then he further makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to allow the word of God to govern our lives, direct our footsteps, be the light unto our pathway. That ought to be our modus operandi. That is our plan of organization and structure of our lives. It ought to be what moves and motivates and mandates our lives each and every day, is the truth of the word of God. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement in writing the book called 1984, the dystopian novel that he produced someplace back in the late 40s, 47, 48, 49, I understand. And in that book, he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find a disdain for truth in society today. We find a rejection of truth. It goes back to the Genesis 3 text where Satan said, yea, hath God said. It is a challenge, ladies and gentlemen, to the truth of the word of God that we're watching take place each and every day in our once great nation. And as we do, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the very foundations being destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The righteous, ladies and gentlemen, the Christians in America today, we need to be concerned about the future of our great nation. We need to be concerned about the foundation that's being eviscerated, being eroded, being destroyed each and every day by decisions that's being made, not just in the House and the Senate, but also in the extreme court, the United States Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that extensively in the majority of this broadcast today, about the Supreme Court and the decisions they make. Is it law? Are we expected to adhere to it? Should we say no to a Supreme Court decision? Does the Supreme Court have the authority to make law? That's the question that begs to be asked, demands to be answered. But we're talking about truth. And as a result of that, most people, ladies and gentlemen, do not understand what truth is. Most cannot fathom the reality of truth. It was a former U.S. Senator, Jim DeMint, that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. I'll read just a paragraph out of his article. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so correct. And yet we have those today that think the church is supposed to bow, buckle, and bend with whatever society says. There's an opinion today out of many liberal theologians and spineless pastors that believe that whatever the Biden administration says, that we ought to adhere to it. And they base that thought on the misunderstanding of government. Romans chapter 13, in your leisure, read it. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 6 or 7 in particular, talks about government. God ordained government. God ordained civil government as a servant, a slave to God. For civil government, God has placed, he has placed civil government in a position to guide and control civil society. But government is a slave to God. And if government passes laws, rules, or regulations, or edicts, executive orders, that's antithetical to the Christian life, to the Word of God, and to what God's Word says, it ought not to be viewed as law. Executive orders are not laws. The government is designed by Holy God to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. And yet we find today it being almost totally reversed from that. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge to you each and every day, that we as faithful Christians need to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on anything on MSNBC or ABC or CBS. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is found in the Word of God. You'd be surprised how many times I have people say, well, you know, I heard the broadcast, I heard your statement. Where did you get that from? I watch the news all the time, and I never hear that. And you find that majorly, ladies and gentlemen, when you find people talking about pros and cons on the forced vaccination, whether or not people should be forced to be vaccinated. There are commentators on television today that are advocating that if you do not get vaccinated, you should be thrown in jail. There are those that even say that if you do not get vaccinated, you should be put to death because you're harming and risking the lives of others. Ladies and gentlemen, where do we find our constitutional rights? Where do we go? How do we go back and recap them, regain them once they're lost? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. There's a gigantic flagpole. I understand it's about 165 feet in the air, a gigantic, huge U.S. flag flowing 24-7, the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find that flag in the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the heart of our subject today, the issue that we're talking about, let me announce to you something that I believe is important. Usually don't have but a very, very few announcements to make outside the realm of what we're doing and saying on the broadcast. But I've got an announcement here. This announcement says, join us for the Q&A session with Dr. Stephen Grable. Dr. Grable is going to talk about COVID, vaccines, and treatments. It will be held today, Monday the 10th, at between 6:30 and 8 o'clock this evening. It's at the New Berlin Road Church. 2351 New Berlin Church Road in the main auditorium. It's sponsored by the First Coast Tea Party, Northside Community Group. That is Dr. Stephen Grable. Let me highly recommend that, ladies and gentlemen. We've had him, I've interviewed him two or three times on the radio broadcast. We've had him in our church to speak. He is very knowledgeable. He's a 31-year board-certified physician. He also is in the practice of alternative medicines, and he has the right prescriptions, if you want to call it that, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to COVID and the COVID treatment. Most physicians will not write the prescription that allows you to be healed and cured from COVID. Dr. Stephen Grable, G-R-A-B-L-E, that's the name. COVID vaccinations and treatments, Monday, January the 10th, 2022, near Berlin Road Church. That's at 2351 New Berlin Road Church, New Berlin Church Road. It is at 6:30 this evening, sponsored by the First Coast Tea Party. Let me highly recommend that you hear Dr. Stephen Grable talk about COVID, the source of it, talk about COVID and the cure for it, talk about COVID and the dangers of our political agenda today, using that as a cudgel to force citizens to accept the vaccination. Dr. Grable will talk about whether or not he recommends the vaccination. He will talk about whether or not it's good or bad. He'll talk about masks and whether or not masks are good or bad, whether you should mask up. He'll talk about lockdowns. He'll have open session and have Q&A. That's Dr. Stephen Grable this afternoon, 6:30 to 8 o'clock at 2351 New Berlin Road. It's the main auditorium of the New Berlin Road Church. I recommend you go hear him. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that you could occupy your time with any better than being informed from Dr. Stephen Grable. Let me recommend that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today America in peril. America in peril. And I don't know of anything that should be any greater for our understanding of what is taking place than to recognize the dangers of what is happening today. Ladies and gentlemen, our Christian heritage, our biblical foundations, hear me, our biblical foundation and Christian heritage are rapidly crumbling. Perhaps you look at it and say, well, that's just the sign of the times. That's just things that's going to take place. That's just normal atrophy, or that's just normal decline for a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not normal. What we're watching is abnormal. what we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, is the woke culture, the cancel culture, the LGBTQ agenda, the Planned Parenthood agenda, the BLM agenda, the Antifa agenda, and the Biden administration are all working in concert to destroy our Christian foundation and to turn America into a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist government. You say that's a mouthful. Certainly is. I don't know if it bothers you or not, but it is very bothersome to me, troublesome to me, to think that somehow, some way we'll sit in silence and allow this to take place with our government today, where we're making a tectonic change in our governmental system from a constitutional republic to a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a borderless nation. Under the Biden administration, just in the past 12 months, we've had about 2 million illegals that are comfortably now abiding in the once free America. The latest report says that we have, listen carefully, the latest report says we have 62% of the millennials that want communism for America. 62%. Here is an article that gives you an idea of some of the things that is now pressing against religious liberties, the freedom of speech, our constitutional Bill of Rights in America. Here's an article that says the Christian leaders warns the LGBTQ agenda is targeting the pulpits itself. Listen to this article, published January the 8th of this year. The LGBTQ movement is, if it is successful in the campaign to persuade governments to restrict what is said about the same-sex agenda. Now, that is, notice, if they can persist and persuade the government to restrict what is said about the same-sex agenda, eventually we'll target even the gospel of Jesus Christ, as is told to us in the Bible, warned some key Christian leaders. Quote, let's just state the obvious. If the government can tell you it is illegal to teach biblical truth on the issues of human sexuality, the array of LGBTQ issues, understand two things. Number one, it won't stop with the LGBTQ, and understand eventually it means the criminalization of whatever free speech is no longer politically attractive. And that eventually will mean everything that is revealed in Scripture, most especially and essentially the gospel of Jesus Christ, warned Dr. Albert Mohler in his online column. Dr. Mohler, the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, the flagship school of the Southern Baptist Convention, continued, quote, right now, in this turning point between 2021 and 2022, we see the shape of the challenge coming to the Christian church even more clearly, or even more ominously. We are about to find out where the biblical Christians are on both sides of the Atlantic, and whether or not you realize that you are under attack. The Christian Institute, citing comments, noted his reference to both the UK and the United States of America. Multiple local governments have banned that which is called conversion therapy, contending that it can harm patients if counselors explain to them alternatives to adopting and endorsing same-sex transgender ideologies. In some locations, the agenda-driven laws have left it illegal to counsel someone against same-sex relationships, but allows them to be counseled toward the same-sex relationship activities. This article further states, and is about 5 pages, I'll quote 2 other brief paragraphs. He explained how the ideology contradicts the Bible's plain teaching that God made us male and female, and he gave us the unalterable rules of human sexual behavior and conduct, end quote. The result is that the LGBTQ activists don't simply want to change the change in the law on a single issue, but they also are wanting to criminalize and sanction and make illegal any confrontation on biblical terms of their own new morality. The result could be restrictions in our pulpits across the land, and even what conversations parents can have with their children. He goes on to say, Mohler explained those pursuing the radical ideology and the end result and where it will take us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just part and parcel of the grave danger that we're faced with in America today and the condition of our nation. And it's taken place over a multiple number of years. And one of the major things that's allowed it to happen, ladies and gentlemen, is the silence in the pulpits, the silence on the behalf of churches, the silence on the behalf of pastors. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a crescendo of the danger of losing our constitutional republic. You might say, well, why should a preacher be concerned about that? Why should a theologian be concerned about that? Why should we as central biblicists be concerned about that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our religious liberties, the First Amendment, we will have lost America. We will have lost Christianity. There'll be no more preaching and teaching, thus saith the Word of God. That's taking place on our northern border as we speak in the nation of Canada. Today, Canada cannot speak, cannot say, thus saith the Word of God, or they're taken off the air. A number of years ago, some famous, well-known preachers in the United States of America were taken off the air in Canada because they talked about homosexuality as being unrealistic and against the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, in our northern nation, across the northern border, Canada today, persecuting and prosecuting Christians and Christian pastors if they do not lock down, if they do not wear a mask, if they do not get the vaccination, if they do not embrace the LGBTQ agenda. And I could go on and on and on. And Dr. Moeller, in that article that I just touched on, is saying the same thing is headed for America. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost control of the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation. And it's because we have such a widespread interest in socialism, Marxism, and communism in our House and in our Senate leaders in America. And under the Biden administration, through fiat executive orders, through the totalitarian form of government, with having signed over 83 executive orders, he's ruling by dictate. He's ruling by executive orders. He's ruling by fiat decisions. And ladies and gentlemen, the major thing that is taking place today is that question about, does the government have the right? Does the government have the authority? Can the government force you to accept an injection into your body that you have a biblical central biblicist viewpoint, or you have a viewpoint that says no, or you believe that it is unconscionable based on your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, can the government force you to do so? That's the question that's on hand today. We're going to be talking about that in a major fashion in this broadcast today. But right now, we're talking about the whole scenario that is the warp and the woof. That's the very fabric of the United States of America. We're watching the fabric being disintegrated. We're watching the fabric being shredded. We're watching the warp in the woof, that is the fabric of our nation, that's absolutely being destroyed today. Are we a free America? Not today. Can we continue to be free? No, not at all, unless we the people take a stand and say, enough is enough, no more. The President administration, ladies and gentlemen, ruling by executive order, and this is nothing less than a totalitarian regime. The pandemic, the COVID pandemic, many have referred to it as the planned pandemic. The COVID plandemic today, ladies and gentlemen, has given cover, a shield for the Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Communist Party to be able to destroy our Bill of Rights. We see that taking place today before our eyes. Recently, here's an article that says the former border commissioner, that is the Southern Border Commissioner, we have lost control of our southwest border. Dateline January the 9th. The southwest border during President Joe Biden's first year is in office reached historic levels of illegal crossings, pulling agents off the front line and leaving large swaths of border unpatrolled drugs, especially fentanyl, flowed in, and overdose deaths are at all-time high in America. What we are experiencing now on the southwest border is a complete, utter catastrophe, Mark Morgan, the former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol, stated. We have lost control. This is a summary statement of a three-page article. We have lost control of the southwest border. He goes on to say, last year, Border Patrol agents detected but did not catch an additional 600,000. Over 2 million illegals have entered into America by the southern border from 150 different countries, more than doubled the numbers in 2019. And now in 2021, has taken place. Last year, Border Patrol agents detected that an additional 600,000 have crossed the border just as the gotaways, as they call it, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have a call on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Jeff Youngblood, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, can you imagine? I've got a friend that I just found out, I was talking to him this morning, triple vaccinated, and today he tested positive for COVID.
Mm.
Not one vaccination, not two, but three. And then family get together. 30 people were there, 28 vaccinated. The other two, after going to the family event, a couple days later, they started feeling bad. Now they have COVID. So it's kind of amazing how they're telling us that we need to have a vaccine that's not doing any good for anybody. So, again, thank you for your ministry and what you're doing, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for your call. You're right on target. In fact, in the state of Vermont, for example, I believe something like 89% of the citizens have been vaccinated. 79% of those Vermonters that go into the hospital are already vaccinated. The nation of Germany today, they're in their fifth round of boosters. The fifth round of boosters. And recently, St. Anthony Fauci said that it may be a need for boosters every 6 months. He said, I'm not going to set a limit on that. Maybe we'll need from now on boosters every 6 months. I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the major benefit of the drug pharmaceutical manufacturers. In fact, I believe it was Pfizer that last year was a $38 billion, that's a B, $38 billion net profit because of the vaccines. And we are in that because we, I don't know if you realize or not, ladies and gentlemen, but a large number, if not the preponderance of our House members and Senate members, both sides of the aisle, own stock in these pharmaceuticals. Do you think they want to do anything to stop the pharmaceuticals from making the major mega profits off the people? And what we're doing, we're inoculating citizens with the shot. The shot, and then the booster, and the booster, and the booster will ultimately eviscerate, destroy the immune system, so that the citizens have got to then totally depend upon the pharmaceuticals for the rest of their lives. And as of today, the actual numbers, over 1 million people have been harmed or in some way crippled or in some way physically, sterilized or paralyzed as a result of taking the shots. It's not a vaccination. It's an experimental drug that's being stabbed into the arms of millions of citizens. But the question is, does the Biden administration have the authority to force that? That's the question that's before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court heard the oral arguments on that just a few days ago. We're going to talk about that in the last half of this broadcast today. Do we have a Supreme Court that's on the very verge of destroying our First Amendment, our religious liberties, that will not allow you to get any exemption based on your biblical conscience and what you believe God would have you to do? That's what's headed. That's the question that we need to ask. Do we have that? If we find the Supreme Court ruling otherwise, we have lost it, ladies and gentlemen. Our Constitution is gone. Our Bill of Rights are eviscerated. Our Bill of Rights would be spoken of in the past tense, not the present tense, if the Supreme Court rules wrongly, a difficult decision to make, I'm sure. But if they rule against the citizens of the United States of America, we will have destroyed our nation. We're already in a position where we're watching the Gestapo state by state, where they're going from house to house or from store to store. The state of New York City alone, they have the armed, badged law enforcement. I call them thugs with badges, that's going from restaurant to restaurant, business to business, demanding to see your COVID pass, whether or not you can stay in that store or that restaurant. And they are chasing them out, handcuffing them, putting them on paddy wagons, and hauling them off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in America. That's already taking place in Australia. That's taking place in Austria. That's taking place in Italy. That's taking place in Germany. And now we find it on the left coast and the right coast where that's taking place in America. We're going to talk about that further. How should we then live? What should we do as Christians and conservatives? What should we do with what seemingly is on the border in front of us? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back after the news.
University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.